From Spark and Anvil and Fossil Forge, this is Strata and Spec in Chapter 1 of the Fossil Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. The Fossil Forge field site stretched out, vast and silent, beneath the sky the color of faded denim. Only the wind offered a constant companion, a low, mournful whistle that echoed off the towering rock formations. Dominating the landscape was a giant cliff face, a colossal wall of stone, striped like a layered cake. Bands of deep brown, pale gray, and sun-baked tan marked its surface, each a distinct chapter in Earth's ancient story. This immense, silent chronicle was Strata's domain. She stood before it, hands on her hips, her gaze moving slowly across the geological tapestry. She didn't just see rock, she saw time, laid bare in pages of stone. A few paces away, tucked beneath a sturdy canvas tent, lay a world entirely different in scale. This was Spec's kingdom, a high-powered microscope, a precise array of glass slides, and an assortment of delicate brushes. Spec hunched over his eyepiece, a quiet hum escaping his lips. He wasn't interested in the grand, sweeping narrative of the cliff. Instead, his focus narrowed to the infinitesimal, the microscopic fossils of creatures that once thrived and perished in those long-vanished ancient seas. Between their two distinct workspaces, a cylindrical rock core rested on a sturdy table. This long tube of stone had been drilled directly from the cliff, a perfect, scaled-down replica of the massive layers. It was their shared project, the bridge between their individual pursuits. Strata could discern the sequence of events embedded within its stripes, understanding the order of the story. Spec, in turn, would locate the precise dates on its pages. Without each other, the intricate puzzle of the past would remain unsolved. "Find anything interesting in that gray layer?" Strata called out, her voice calm and steady, much like the ancient rock she studied. "Always," Spec chirped back, not bothering to look up from his lens. "The little things are where the biggest secrets hide." Strata ran her hand along the cool, slightly gritty surface of the rock core. Her eyes narrowed, tracing a specific band of dark gray shale. It was about as thick as her thumb, a ribbon of compressed mud. Below it, a layer of chalky white gleamed faintly, hinting at an ancient seabed. Above, a sandy brown stratum spoke of shallower waters. "All right," Strata murmured to herself, her finger hovering over the core. "So the story here unfolds like this." She tapped the bottom white layer. A deep, tranquil ocean where countless tiny shelled organisms drifted down, slowly accumulating on the seafloor. Her finger moved upward to the gray band. Then something changed. The water grew murky, choked with silt and fine mud, perhaps carried in by a powerful river. She paused, then shifted her finger to the top brown layer. Finally, the sea became much shallower, closer to a shoreline or a beach. This was the fundamental principle of her work, understanding the sequence. The white layer was undeniably the oldest, followed by the gray, with the brown layer forming most recently. This relative order, the progression of events, was as clear to her as the rising and setting of the sun. But knowing the sequence alone wasn't enough. It was like knowing a book had chapters 1, 2, and 3, but having no idea if the book was written last week or 1,000 years ago. "The order is clear," she said, glancing towards Spec's tent. "But how old is this particular chapter? Does it belong to the age of dinosaurs, or did it form long after they vanished from the earth?" She needed a precise timestamp, a definitive date etched onto the stone. Meanwhile, Spec was immersed in an adventure within a realm smaller than a grain of sand. A thin sliver of rock, carefully extracted from the gray layer, lay mounted on a glass slide beneath his microscope. Through the eyepiece, it transformed from dull gray mud into a vibrant universe of intricate, swirling forms. "Ooh, hello there," he whispered, his breath fogging the lens slightly as a fossil drifted into perfect focus. It was a minuscule, exquisitely ornate spiral shell, no larger than the period at the end of the sentence. A perfect Globotruncana. You certainly don't see those every day. He meticulously adjusted a fine tuning dial, sharpening the image until every delicate ridge was visible. And with a double keel. Very fancy indeed. To Spec, these weren't merely beautiful shapes. They functioned as miniature biological clocks. He understood that this specific type of Globotruncana was an incredibly particular organism. It had only existed on Earth for a very precise, relatively brief span of geological time. Discovering one meant pinpointing an exact moment in history. It was like unearthing a coin with a perfectly legible date stamped upon its surface. He scanned the slide, spotting another, and then a third. All were the same distinctive type. "Got it," he declared with a triumphant grin. He reached for a small notepad and swiftly scrawled a number. 87 million years ago. There was no guesswork involved. These tiny fossils provided an irrefutable, exact date. Yet a date without a story was just a number. He knew when, but Strata knew what happened. It was time to combine their pieces of the puzzle. Spec emerged from his tent, clutching his notepad like a winning lottery ticket. His steps were quick and light as he hurried toward Strata, who remained absorbed in her study of the rock core. "I have a date for your murky mud chapter," he announced, his voice practically buzzing with excitement. Strata turned, a slow, knowing smile spreading across her face. "Excellent. Tell me, what do your little clocks say?" she asked, her eyes twinkling. "They aren't just clocks, they're Globotruncanera," Spec corrected gently, though his enthusiasm remained undimmed. "And they say this gray layer, this exact one right here," he tapped the dark band on the core sample with a precise finger, "was formed precisely 87 million years ago. Not 88, not 86, exactly 87. Strata's eyes lit up with recognition. "Ah, of course," she exclaimed, a quiet thrill in her voice. "That fits perfectly." She pointed to the layer in the core, then swept her hand toward the monumental cliff face behind her. "So this entire band of rock, stretching all the way across the canyon, was once the muddy bottom of a shallow sea during the late Cretaceous period." The pieces of her grand narrative clicked into place. Spec nodded eagerly, his gaze fixed on the distant cliff. "My tiny fossils were swimming in that very sea," he said, a sense of wonder in his voice. "And my rock layer was the home they were eventually buried in," Strata finished, her voice a thoughtful murmur. Her sweeping story of changing oceans now possessed a precise, undeniable date. Spec's minute, time-telling fossils had found their rightful place within that grand, ancient narrative. The vast geological picture and the most intricate microscopic details snapped together like perfectly matched puzzle pieces. Together, they turned to face the cliff once more. It no longer appeared as a mere stack of nameless ancient layers. It had transformed into a monumental calendar, and they had just meticulously filled in one of its dates. 87 million years ago, Strata said, her voice imbued with a quiet sense of awe. "Right there, you can actually see that exact moment in time turned to solid stone. And it's all because of some fossils so small you could fit 1,000 of them on your fingernail," Spec added, beaming, his gaze shifting from the distant cliff to Strata's thoughtful expression. They both understood the profound connection. "I can tell you the order of things," Strata said, her voice soft. "But you give the story its time." "And I can give you the time," Spec replied, looking down at his notepad. "But you give my fossils their world." They had found their answer for the mysterious gray layer. Now their eyes moved upward, settling on the next band of rock, the sandy brown one just above it. A new chapter waited to be deciphered. A fresh mystery beckoned. Strata would meticulously unravel the story held within the stone. and Speck would diligently seek out the tiny creatures that kept its precise time. And together, they would continue their extraordinary work, reading the great, unfolding Book of the Earth.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Strata and Spec. Released under Creative Commons BYNC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.